Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, Season 2, Episode 10. I'm Mike D, alongside my boy Christopher Chu. What up, Chris?
Yo.
We also got our boy Chloe in the house. What up, Chloe?
What's up, guys?
Alex, our boy, he's here. What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys. It's your boy. What's going on?
Everyone good?
Yeah, man.
Everyone have a good week so far?
Oh, yeah. Big week.
Yeah, big week.
Yeah.
Yo, for the people that don't know, we are recording in Chloe's, would you call this a kitchen?
Yep.
Kitchenette kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty
boudoir.
Awesome.
Boudoir.
Yeah, thank you for having us. The boudoir. Thanks for having us, man.
Anytime.
Love it. But before we kick into things, let's give a little mention to our little birthday boy over here, Christopher Chu. It's your birthday.
Oh, it's your birthday. Yeah.
Happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday. Man.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Is everything going good today?
Everything's good. I like my birthdays chill, relax.
I like that.
Like, I don't make a big thing out of it, but it's
over celebrate.
I celebrate within my mind. Like, I allow myself some extra leeway for certain things and
nice. Whatever.
You know?
Gotcha. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Before we get into the podcast, let's do what we always do, and that is what we wore today. Alex, I'll throw to you.
I am wearing today my EQT 9317 OG.
Nice.
The black colorway with the turbo red,
Turbo red.
Yeah.
Loving it.
Loving the turbo red.
Yeah, man.
I need to find more opportunities to wear mine.
That's exactly what I told myself this morning.
But it's
hence why
still,
I worn it.
It's still kind of, it's spring, but we're still getting out of the winter.
Yeah, like the rotation is slowly starting to kick in.
Yeah.
The conditions were tough today.
Kind of. It's like,
all right.
It's like super rainy.
It was supposed to rain, but it was dry when we went out.
We were looking
for a puddle.
To shoot.
And we had difficulties finding a puddle.
Yeah.
Like the appropriate puddle.
Okay, yeah. So things are looking good when you can't find a puddle.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Good stuff.
Awesome. Chloe, what'd you wear on feet today?
I wore Ultra Boost V1's Triple Weight.
Yeah, back to Boost.
Mm-hmm.
My dog
had a big day. So,
what kind of laces did you have in them?
Some
tell the people.
Roleplay Supply, Boost Vibes.
Ooh, nice. Boost Vibes.
Those are nice.
Love those.
Nice color on those with the white.
Yeah,
looks good.
They pop nice. Looks even on gray, they'd come out nice.
Yeah.
It's too bad for us that they sold out. But
yeah. Next time,
I got an extra one in the bank upstairs.
Oh,
wow, waiting for the restock. That's for your gray pair.
There you go. Waiting for the restock. Chris, birthday boy, did you break out like a special pair of sneakers?
I actually make an effort to wear something special on my birthday, like nothing too crazy, but I wore my Space Jams.
Nice.
Wore my Space Jams, and I made it a point to try to take a shot. I tried to hit like a really monster shot, but I just couldn't find the right spot. The right timing.
Got you.
I hit maybe 3 shots later on, and one of them's usable. I have to post one before the end of the day. So
yeah.
Sick. Something like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
too hard on yourself, though. I saw your shots.
Yeah.
They're all killers.
Man.
I got a glimpse of one. Look good.
Yeah.
They're all killers.
I need to adjust a bit. Yeah. Anyways, we'll see.
Very cool.
I feel later on.
Yeah. What about you, Mike?
I broke out my pair of black and white Jordan 1s. I was feeling Jordan. I'm trying to wear more Jordan these days.
They look good.
They do look good.
The wedding shoes?
The wedding shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They look cool. They look clean because I saw you walk into Close House and I'm like, God, those are nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really nice.
Clean, crispy.
I like them. And I like how beat up they look too. Ones always look good beat up.
Yeah. And after you mentioning that you're trying to wear more Jordans, it's just, I think I'm on that kick too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was talking to Calby about it, and he's like, yeah, I remember you mentioning it. And as I look at my feed, like my Instagram feed, like now I think I have too many Jordans in a row. And I was like, oh, dang, they're all Jordans. Like I like to mix it, right, to keep to keep everyone happy. But
people are gonna get the wrong idea.
No.
I've almost unfollowed you, man.
Yeah, just saying. Almost. I'll work harder to get you off.
That's cool. Yeah,
that's funny. Oh my god.
And I was looking at my feed. I was like, oh, a lot of Jordan. I gotta mix it up. And like, I mix up. I think you were talking about stuff like this too, where I have an on foot shot and then like. Just a shoe shot without feet in them or whatever, and then I mix it up or I throw in a floating shot. And you had mentioned something, you need maybe six good
different
types of
poses,
shots,
yeah,
and just to keep mixing it up so that your feet doesn't become like monotone.
Yeah.
That's what good. I do. I look at my feet and I'm like, okay,
I'm due for.
I can't do this.
Yeah.
So we're gonna.
So
wean yourself out.
There's something that I do with Calbi every now and then.
Oh, do we want to hear about this?
Yeah, sure. No, that thing I do all the time. This we do every now and then. It's, let's say you go on Instagram, you look at your feed, but like in a grid format.
Yeah.
And you look at either your last 9 or your last 12 shots. They fit all on your screen, and then you ask yourself if you like what you see as a collage, like 9 shots or 12 shots. And then you're like, do I like the tone of my feed? Yeah, do I like this or whatever? And I've been quite happy with the tone of my feed.
Nice.
Yeah. It's like every now and then we'll do it. And then Calbi will be like, I'm not happy with maybe 1 out of those 9 or something. Everything's good. And then you have like a break. Like one shoe shot just doesn't fit with the others.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
May. I'm not so consistent, man.
So you're looking at
are
your
you looking
feed now?
Why?
So what we're just I don't know. What we're doing right now is we have some GoPro set up.
Yeah.
Today.
Hopefully you could see us.
Yeah. So there you go. Alex is checking his feed if you guys want to see what we're up.
What do you got, Alex? Is it looking good?
No.
Come on, man. It's looking
not consistent.
Good.
I have some good shots, but it's not it's missing this.
Like it doesn't create like
there's
a
no
nice
flow.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't like those dudes that are too much about the flow and that you
like no like those
okay no because like sometimes I like some dudes are gonna post like 6 photos of one shoe and then I feel like he forced it to post 6 photos of the same
well I know some
shoe.
People that post like three
is fine
three
you get my attention 6 yeah. You lose me.
Oh,
it depends on yeah,
this is my opinion.
I'm down with the people that have a highly curated feed, like to the point where if you don't look at like if you look at it from the grid view, you get like an extra something by looking at it at that. Like or those people that make those huge photos that divide up into like 3 parts or six parts. Those are cool like every now and then, but I get what you're saying about the one shoe being posted 6 different like the back, the front, the left side, the right side.
Or just like on foot, right hairy leg. Left foot, okay. Left hairy
left
leg.
Hairy leg.
Yeah. I get
talking
into,
about my leg.
No, it's good.
I don't know. How's your feed looking, Mike?
I'm looking at it, and I do this too sometimes. I'll look at it and be like, okay. I try not to see the same shoe in the grid, you know? If I'm looking at the 12.
Okay.
I try not to see the same shoe, but sometimes I'll think to myself, oh, I just posted a picture of that 2 days ago where it was really like a month ago.
Okay.
And I'm really anal about like posting on my Instagram now. Like even this picture of my dog I have here. That picture of my dog. Yeah. I had a hard time posting that.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
That's a really good shot.
It's a good picture. Yeah. Both. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if anyone wants to know what my dog actually looks like, cause you hear him all the time on the pod, that's where he is. Little guy. Close kids aren't in bed yet, so...
Yeah, you could probably hear them.
Yeah, it's okay.
We're trying to put
life,
them to sleep.
Man.
Yeah, it's...
It's life. Close being Dr. Dad tonight.
It's making it real.
It is real. We're real people, you know? So, anyone pick up anything?
Did I?
Chris?
I tried.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What did you try?
What did you try for?
Cause? I tried to get some Royals.
Ooh.
And it just froze.
You went online.
Where'd you go, .ca?
No, I went to Foot Locker.
Okay.
Footlocker.ca.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think I might have tried like 30 times.
And just gave up?
Yeah.
It was over?
All the sizes were there. It was such a tease.
Oh, really?
But there was a there was a glitch with the Nike dots. I don't know if Alex, if you heard about
this.
Yeah.
Yeah, finally.
Alex was laughing.
Nike.ca had another slight issue with their release. So, Foot Locker was another option online. Yeah. Aside from that, in store, there were we had mentioned Diaz.
The lineup last week.
Several days. As it turns out, in Montreal, I don't know how it was in the other cities. You guys can let us know. IG. In Montreal, Exclusivity has have four locations here, and so there's a downtown location, and then all the others are like kind of like in the suburbs. At one of the locations, it was confirmed that you showed up at like 8 a.m. near release time. And you were good.
Really?
Yeah. There's a guy that we know, Mathieu. He's been to the off-air sessions.
Okay.
He showed up at 8 a.m. He was 33rd in line.
And he got
able to get his pair. And his buddy came with him. And he was able to help out Carlos.
I love that.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome. And they got their size. They didn't have to get like any size to try to trade. They actually got their size.
Was it the same spot where dudes were like lined up for days?
They probably had a lineup. I don't know about the Laval location. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I just don't know how long they were lining up. But I guess you could assume that the downtown lineups were larger.
Yeah.
So like the Foot Locker lineup downtown was super long. The Exclusivity downtown was super long. So it was smart on their part to not attempt to go downtown.
Yeah.
They just went to like Laval, which is one of the suburbs. And they were good. Apparently people were still able to come in after that. Like just show up at opening.
That's cool.
So
that's really cool.
Awesome for them.
Yeah.
If I had known, I probably tried to do like a mad dash just to get a pair at that location.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah. I just want to say that some Adidas website haters are probably now
The people that do not like the Adidas.ca website?
Yeah, because they say like that's all, it's bullshit, blah blah blah. Like, I don't know. I guess it's like Nike. I was surprised that Nike was something happened on Nike, and then I started to see like everywhere, like everyone's saying that
everyone's freaking out.
I don't know exactly what glitched on Nike.ca, but
I often hear that there's like bullshit on Adidas.ca, whatever. And then all of a sudden, and everyone says that like Nike is always like
on point.
And then finally something happens on Nike. It's unfortunate.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then everyone's getting super defensive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I read some stuff on like on the Facebook groups and on Twitter, and I was like,
have you tried both sites?
Have I tried?
On a big release day?
I know you tried Adidas. I've tried Adidas. Did I try Nike?
Bless you.
I'm trying to think if I tried Nike. What was the last Nike shoe that came out that I really wanted?
I'm surprised you didn't try for Royals.
I'm kind of taking a break little bit until the end of April.
Mm-hmm.
I just discussed it, and I'm going to take a break for a month.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is like my first like break.
Okay.
Where I'm like forcing myself not to buy
anything. When are you getting back at it? Do you have a specific date?
Yeah. End of the month. April 29th, hopefully. Hopefully.
Oh, Lord.
We will see.
So,
I'll be in line.
It's funny that... So, I will be defending Adidas.ca.
As you should.
As I should. There's... Like, I will say that there is... To the defense of Adidas Canada, there is unfortunately not as many units as there is in the States that we know of, that we... Let's face it, it's not the same. Okay, cool. But the problem is not the website. The problem is not the CAPTCHA, game that you have to do with those storefront facades, whatever.
The trees.
The problem is that there are thousands of people on the website at the same time. And not just the people that you think are on the website. Everyone else that, like all those like little... nobody sneaker people that are just getting into sneakers that's what they've heard, whatever. Everyone's going on the website at the same time. I have seen, witnessed, and assisted live launches on the website, you guys don't even know the amount of people that there is on the website. So what I don't think there's much more that Adidas could do at the moment to like make it.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys agree or disagree, whatever. This is just like my opinion. Like, I've witnessed and seen it. Like, you guys don't even understand how many people there is on this freaking website. Whenever there's a drop, who cares how many units? Who cares what you see and hear?
Yeah.
Rumors and Twitters and blah, blah, blah.
The product moves fast.
There's thousands of people. Like,
everyone's clicking the same button at the exact same second.
Yeah, so like, what do you expect?
Well, I personally have not had issues with either site. Like, I've never had a problem with Nike.ca or Adidas.ca. Like, I'm not saying that I'm scoring every time. I'm saying that whenever it says out of stock, I'm like, yeah, that's pretty much what I expected.
Yeah.
You know? And sometimes I do score. And the times that I do score, well, then I say, all right, everything's all right, fine.
Everything's good.
That's so awesome. I don't know. Yeah. That's just the way. I think some people who might have an issue, as much as you want to explain to them, they might find something wrong with it anyways.
That's my
like
only,
on either
that's
side.
It, and
on either
that's
side.
It, and then that this is my only. Whenever someone's coming at me and goes like, "Oh well, the problem is like there's no stock on Adidas.ca." Well, my answer to this is, whether there's stock or not, the fact is there's thousands of people. So you cannot stop the people from going on the website. Like, you can't take reservations to go on the website. And like, you know, like at some point, I don't know.
So, I don't think we need to speak about it anymore. I mean, like,
it is what it is. I just think it's funny because I wanted to bring it up because, like,
this
weekend, like, I was reading the Facebook groups and everyone was like
bad.
crying about the Nike website.
Why I'm saying we should not, like, what's the point of speaking about it anymore is, what will it change?
Yeah.
No, I mean, nothing.
Right?
We can't change it.
Let's say you're really mad at it.
You won't get the shoe.
I mean, like, what do you, if I tell you, Mike, I'm fucking pissed off, man, or I'm going, well, I'm pissed off about this, or
what is
good?
Like, like,
I mean,
yeah, it doesn't bring anything else to the table.
I don't think it'll fix whatever you're trying to get fixed. I think the only thing that will fix it is if you get a pair, like random person X gets a pair and then they stop completely. Even about same thing with store releases.
Yeah.
I mean, this store release is like this is bullshit. Like, it's random, but how come I've never won? Or like, I don't know anyone that's ever won. And then the day that they won it, they win a pair. I mean, what do you got to say then? It's like fini.
They forget about it.
It's like there's no more problem on anymore because
unless you tried, that's it.
I don't know.
I had fun reading. It was interesting. It was interesting to finally see the other groups, side and like the people's reaction. Some people were getting really defensive on Nike and vice versa. So that's it. So
yeah,
what goes around comes around, I guess.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
But what you say is totally right. Like, complaining about it or talking about it is not going to, like, it's not going to change anything.
It's not going to change anything. And that's one of the main reasons that I try not to get upset at releases.
Yeah.
I'll get pissed off. I'll get disappointed.
Of course.
But I'll give it 10 minutes if I can
hold
it in.
Have you been disappointed recently about anything?
No. It's not because I score everything that I want. It's just that I've learned that if you want a shoe, you can get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, to the extreme, let's take this to the extreme. You can get any shoe you want in the world. You can get it. You just have to pay.
Yeah.
Right? So if you want to pay, if you're not ready to pay, then you wait.
That's it.
And if you're ready to pay, you get it. Case in point, I don't know.
Maybe I want to.
Do you want to talk about your latest conquest?
Whoa.
It's long story, really short. Rework the sneaker shelf.
Ah, yes. It looks amazing.
Thank you.
Friend.
My girl designed a really simple shelving, but we made it like fit a full wall, calculated capacity, blah, blah, blah. And then my daddy came in. We had all the materials ready. My daddy installed it all. And once I placed all the boxes inside, I was sitting in front of my shelves and I was like, wow, there's like still way too much shoes. So I decided to like filter some pairs.
Liquidation time.
Like post them to my friends on Facebook.
Yep.
Basically sell them at a really cheapo price. Like super cheapo price.
Super cheap.
Like gangster cheapo price. And like gangster and I ended up getting quite some money really fast, to be honest.
Yeah, like even I wanted to buy like a pair or two.
Yeah, and I was like, sold.
And you're like, ah, sorry, man.
Sorry, bro.
Better luck next time.
And the way I work is that, you know, like when you post on your friends on Facebook, all of your friends are like, yo, bro, dibs. And I'm like, no, I'm like, no dibs. You want it? Yeah. Okay. You transfer me the money. Okay. Next.
Yeah.
And then so this way, like people get like...
They understand that
it goes quick. Matter of fact, within that day and a half, I was able to secure enough money to purchase a pair of Kif Ultra Boost.
Oh, yeah. He's got them.
Yeah.
And it's like, cool.
And it's a conversation that we've had for so long, yet like it happened
so fast,
literally like within 2 days.
Amazing.
And then like when the money started to come in, I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I had to like sit down, spoke with my girl about it. I was like, yo, what do I do? I call Chloe.
Yeah.
Because Chloe... Sometimes Chloe has the Zen
vibe taken to it.
Like,
he brings in the
listen, man. If it's not this time, it will come back. If you want to do it, you do it now. And then boom, spoke to my girl. My girl was like, bing, 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 bing. And I was like, fuck it. So contacted the dude.
Yeah,
yeah. I paid tons of money, but whatever. Like, it proves your point again. Like. If you can get any shoe you want, if you're willing to drop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can't, exchange or
if you can't, like,
a retail.
Look, I'm not saying you can get any shoe you want right now. I mean, if you take your time and whatever. And
when did the shoe release?
Last year.
Before Christmas?
Near Christmas.
Yeah,
right before Christmas.
And since then, I've always been like I've told you guys many times, like, we've had some plans.
Beauty
of,
shots
like, yeah,
killed us.
Killed me, man. And then Chris got a pair, and then we made some strategies to, like...
Oh, yeah.
We had some, like, plans.
And you were giving me the play-by-play on what you were doing this past week, was selling your shoes. And you were going, okay, I sold this. I've made this much money. I can afford this shoe.
Yeah.
The what's the other one? The
Kith
City
Naked.
Sock.
Yeah.
The Kith Naked. And then... All of a sudden, people were buying more. I'm like, and he's like, I can afford the Ultra Boost now. I'm like, oh shit.
Game changer.
And then the last thing that he wrote to me was like, okay, like I'll think about something. We'll see what goes.
And then we went to dim sum.
Yeah. And then the next thing I get from him is just a picture of the shoes.
Nice.
Oh, snap.
And it must have been a lot easier to, you know, sell a bunch of pairs that you weren't really digging anymore. Not that you weren't digging, that you just didn't have the space for.
Yeah, and it's the space, you can always have more space.
Yeah.
The shoes, you can always have more shoes. But the pairs that I've let go, I've all loved them.
Yeah.
I still do.
Yep.
But I just felt like some of them, they were just not going to be... worn, or some of them I had doubles, so like tons of stuff. Like some of the pairs I had danced in, and they were still looking good, but I knew like I had a double, so like I didn't need this pair. I'm not gonna dance in it again. $20, boom.
Amazing.
You know, like,
and
I made some people happy. Most of them had some boxes. I gave away a couple pairs as well. Like.
Yeah.
I made some rules, some room.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's this conversation we've had about, like, you know, like, let's say 20 pairs for one pair of Purifier.
Exactly. I mean, how many, you liquidated maybe 30 pieces? I don't know.
Yeah, in
this
range.
All those sneakers, if one day some guy just drove up in a truck and said, hey, I see you got a lot of sneakers, I'll take this bunch here and I'll give you this shoe.
Yeah.
The Kith Ultra Boost. your answer would have been right away. Yeah.
So, done.
So I mean, like, no regrets.
No, and yeah. It's my staff was like asking me questions today, like how does it feel to let go that many shoes?
Yeah.
And I'm good. I'm happy about it. It's crazy for me that I'm letting go, like, some of the stuff that I've got rid of. Was like, I'm celebrating 7 years in the brand in June. So this is basically like 7 years of like history, purchases, hunts, and like stuff like that. And some of the old stuff I have to let go. No, I decide to let go.
Yeah.
And it's hard because like I replace it for this one hot shoe of the moment.
Yeah.
But I have to project, where will I be in my sneakerhead state, like in my my state of mind in 5 years? Will I look at this shoe and be like, 5 years ago it was fire, now I'm willing to just get rid of it like I get rid of an old pair of like Gazelles? Or it will still be considered in my fire, you know, like in my...
I think, and we've spoken about this before, if you don't have a desire to wear them, like, I really want to wear this shoe right now, and it's like part forgotten that it's even in your collection, then how much are you going to miss it?
No, that's it.
True. And there's another thing I factor in, aside from like monetary value, is how hard would it be for me to get the pair back?
Yeah.
Sometimes depends, but so, like, what you just did, I think it's
fair.
You pulled the right move.
There's the way I went was like, I literally opened every single box one by one, and then I was sitting on my couch, and then I was looking at the shoe, trying to see like what kind of fit I would throw with them, and some shoes, like I found an old pair of Superstars, it was navy blue suede, dead stock. Tags attached, white toe cap, black stripes, like snake stripes inside. There's like money. And then I was like, yo, I'll wear this shoe this summer. Like, I could rock this shoe. But then I'm like, yo, I look at the tag, it's like 2012. Mm. It's 2017. I still haven't worn it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been 5 years. Yes, it's dope. But like, somebody will do something about this shoe.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not me.
Get it out.
Wow.
Out.
You're in curation mode.
Sold it for like $30.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I was just like,
you made someone very happy though.
Actually like, it equals maybe like the front part of your Ultra Boost, your kid Ultra Boost, you know? Why
not? That's cool though.
Okay. You mentioned something about giving shoes away too. I want to tell you guys something about that happened today. But before that, it's time that we call
special
some of
guest.
Our friends.
Special guest number one.
Episode eight, we talked about hype. Fuck the hype and all that stuff that's going on Facebook groups. Other sneakerheads. And
We didn't say, sorry, because I saw a comment on Twitter. We didn't say fuck the hype.
No,
we mentioned someone saying fuck the hype, then we discussed.
We discussed about, and then we gave our opinion about just someone talking about that. We actually spoke about the hype slightly because
we gave our opinion about the hype.
Look, I'm a big fan of hype, and like so am I.
Yeah.
So we got some comments from some of the listeners, some of our friends, and they're like, "Yo, that was a pretty cool episode. I have so much to say about hype or about what you guys said." And I was like, okay, cool, let's take this opportunity to reach out to them during the recording and see the one criteria that we had for having them on the podcast was that their opinion about what we discussed would differ from or would provide us a different angle,
different perspective. Yeah,
Because if they had the same opinion, then what's the point of having them on the pod and just repeat what we said?
Could have had them two episodes ago.
So what's really cool about this is the way they approached us, it was very friendly.
Yeah.
They just said, oh, I liked the episode. It was really cool.
Very organic.
But I disagree. I was like, oh, perfect. Don't say anything more. Let's get you on the phone.
Save it for the pod.
And then we'll see what you say. So here's, we're going to call our first buddy, right?
Buddy number one.
You're good to go, Mike.
I'm good to go.
Okay. Boom.
Let's do this. This is real. This is happening right now.
Yeah.
You're going to hear it ring and everything.
Do I put him on speaker?
Nope.
Ooh. Hotline Sneaker Podcast.
Thank you for calling Domino's.
What if he doesn't pick up?
He doesn't want to talk to us.
We'll just call the other guy.
Hello?
Hey, Albert.
It's hey, Chris. What's going
on? What's up, Albert?
What up, Albert?
Can you hear all of us?
Yes, I can hear all of you. Let me crank up the volume a little bit on my phone.
Oh, there you go.
So you're being recorded right now. I have to advise you.
Okay.
And we gave a little intro about what we're doing here, why we're calling some of our friends, the listeners. And we spoke about how you had a lot of thoughts about the subject of hype.
Yeah.
And from what you had told me, you agree or disagree with some of the stuff that we mentioned. So I don't know if you want to, first of all, why don't you give a...
Introduce yourself.
Yeah, introduce yourself, like a small intro about, like, I don't know. Let I don't know if you want to tell people what you do or how dope you are, but go ahead.
Well, I think the guys have already said, I'm Albert, designer, art direction by day, sneaker collector by all the time. that's it. I guess I collect running shoes mostly.
Yeah, runner head.
Yeah, that's nice. About it. Yeah.
Albert runner head. Yeah, exactly. Is extremely skilled with the camera.
Ooh. I have to agree.
Yeah, very good.
I'm okay.
Come on.
I'm okay.
He's hype,
he's,
man.
He's doing 60 shots.
He's hype, modest.
You guys are crushing it. Yeah.
So, is there? I know you had mentioned to me that you had a couple of points that you wanted to touch upon. We set aside some time for you, and then we set aside some time for Remy after you. So
oh, sweet.
Let's get right into it and drop your first bomb, if you.
I like that.
Okay. Yeah. First off, I just want to say, long time listener, first time caller, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Thanks, bro.
So, I mean, last episode was great. Well, I mean, the episode before the last one, what hype.
Yeah.
It was really dope. I love the point of views. I love how, yes, it is about being open minded as well and being embracing new things. But what the problem I see with hype is that hype has become a bit unoriginal. Because okay. Everyone is kind of chasing the same pairs and rocking the same pairs all the time, you know? And the way that I started collecting sneakers and the way that I understand is like, I think me and Alex can understand this a bit more because we were a bit more integrated into the hip-hop world or hip-hop culture, you know? Him with b-boying, me with graffiti. It comes from the time when you're just trying to be fresh, right? Hip-hop, yeah. You're just always trying to be fresh. And how can you be fresh when you're wearing the same thing as next man?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
Totally agree.
Good point, yeah.
So it's like every day you're trying to leave the house wearing the illest stuff. Like, and I find these days it's just too easy to stunt, you know? Like,
okay.
You can get a pair. Yeezys are hot. Like, Yeezys are cool. But... It's such an easy stunt, you know? Like, I want to see, bring back something like I haven't seen in a couple of years, you know? Like in the movie, I don't know if you guys have seen the movie Just for Kicks?
Yeah. Yes.
Back in the day? Well, yeah. Anyway, in that movie, there was Master Kasavitz. Like, he's a film director, and he talks about how exclusivity is in the past. It's not in the now, you know? So, like, because if you get something now, everyone's rocking it right away. But if you save it for like a year or two or even longer and bring that shit out, even if it's a GR, a collab, or whatever, man, that kind of shines a lot more down the road.
Yes.
Yep.
So
I can see that.
Can I get your, if you can, definition of hype, right? Because I think.
Well, I think something is just. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
hype is just something that everyone's into, basically, right?
So, like the hottest item now.
The hottest commodity.
Okay.
The hottest thing that everyone hype is also how it's built up through the media. Mm-hmm. If you talk about it so much, eventually you might not like a shoe. But then after seeing it for like 3 months, you might end up liking it.
Okay.
You know?
So
that's hype as well.
The whole subject came into our discussion because I had seen someone holding a pair of the Air Max One Atmos, most recent one that released.
Yeah.
So what used to be original, did it become hype in that situation?
Yes, this situation big time, because I mean, hype is marketing as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Air Max Month was so hyped this year.
It got me.
Even from 2016, when that shoe won.
Yes.
The whole year it was building up to this.
Okay.
You know? And it's really weird because like no one gave a damn about Air Maxes for a little while. You know, everyone was like Boost Life.
Yes.
And Boost This, you know? And all of a sudden out of the woodwork, all these homies go, oh, like, go Air Max, yo, I love that shit, you know? But
I'm all about that air.
Yeah, but like now what? You know, it could be good for Nike. It was definitely good for Nike because Air Max is on the map again now. Vapor Max, that was another shoe that was super hyped, and I have to admit that I like a lot.
Okay.
Mostly because it's like a new thing from Nike, because they haven't introduced anything new in a long time. So I was very excited about that. You know.
And if this shoe has become hype for you, do you consider yourself an Air Max like purist?
I have a lot of running more pure.
Okay.
Running, I would say, yeah, or running influence looking so shoes.
In that episode 8, when I was like, oh, the purists are talking and they're like labeling people and whatnot. I when I was listening to the pod over again, I go, oh, I sound like a real douche. Because part of me likes, part of me envies the purist. Like part of me envies the guy that sticks to one type of shoe.
Right.
Because they're so much more focused, right? When all these releases drop every week, the guy that likes everything gets pulled every which way. The purist has like one thought.
He stays in his lane.
Even the Masters of Air video.
Yeah.
Right? For Nike. I'm so jealous of those people. Like, to have built such one thing, to be so good at one thing. So, yeah. And I don't, so you're like a runner guy, mainly.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Why I stick to one certain thing is because there's just too much stuff, you know, even just in running category alone, it's so deep and the catalog goes so far back that like, I can't start dabbling in, I don't know, Jordan 1s or Ultra Boost. There's just too many. Like I make a certain amount of money and I'd rather that certain amount of money goes to something that, more focused, I guess.
So
instead of just casting a too wide of a net.
Okay, so you kind of allocate all your money to specific shoes that you want to.
Definitely, yeah.
But
that and clothes, yeah.
But like, what do you do for a guy that you're like, you love the OG Air Maxes and such? What happens when the Atmos shoe becomes hype? Do you still gun for it, or you're like, okay, well, I can't do it now because so and so views on hype and shit?
Yeah, I mean, that was a bit of a conflict for me. I mean, obviously, I caught L's all month, Air Max month, like every week I caught an L. Couldn't cop anything, anyways. But the big conflict for me was that, okay, it's a pretty sacred shoe, right? It's like, it was released over 10 years ago, and did I really want to cop the new one? And kind of like, because it's really not the OG one.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it's a collab, right? Collabs should be a bit more sacred,
okay,
than just being retroed like that. They haven't, last year they did it with the Safari.
Safari.
And they did it in a different way, which was okay, you know? And I don't want to insult the forefathers that came before me that had these shoes, you know, like the OG dudes that had these back in the day.
Okay.
Because now it's like bastardizing what they have kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. So when these new shoes were all announced, I was like, oh, part of me is like, oh, it must be cool for all the people that want to refresh their pairs. Mm. But on the other hand, it's like, wow, the guys that have the OG pairs must be like, well, thanks a lot. I worked for so hard.
Appreciate that.
And even if, I don't know if you think that this way, but I always think value as well. Like I assign value to the shoes. Like,
yeah,
like the value of like the old OG shoes just got cut in like by a third at least,
right?
You know, so
but then again, like the true heads will know when they see a pair.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We'll know which year it's from, like, but yeah, man, that's the big thing about hype, I guess, is just, and everyone's trying to make a dollar too. Nike's trying to make a dollar right now.
Yep. Okay.
So that comes into play as well.
So what is there something else that you wanted to add or like ask what we thought about in terms of hype? You had like several points noted down, my friend.
Yeah, no, I had a few, and like, I know, I think I pretty much said what I wanted to say about it. And yeah, it's just, basically just sum it up. It's just, I find it a bit unoriginal these days.
I get that.
Like
you made a good, you know, once you said that, I was like, gosh, you make such a good point.
Yeah.
But I find that if, let's say, everyone who's new at this has an equal-ish chance to get the new shoe, you buy yourself instant stunt factor, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Right.
And you people might misconstrue that as being, I've just leveled up as a sneakerhead, right? I'm like becoming better at being a sneakerhead. I'm a hyper sneakerhead. When that happens, and exactly what you said about the Just for Kicks movie, where if you keep something like 1 year, it gains that exclusivity into it. I think that's a big reason why a lot of my new shoes I don't wear right away.
Oh yeah, I remember you mentioned that.
Yeah, because my main my main way of showing people what I do is through my Instagram feed. And if I post a picture of it, then I posted a picture of the Royal Ones and I realized that it's one out of thousands of pictures.
Yeah.
Thousands. Right. That weekend was flooded, right? Everything was flooded. So I get it.
Thank you very much, Albert.
Yeah, man.
Thank you guys. Keep it up. Keep crushing it.
I like your voice on the podcast, man.
Yeah, I like your points.
Yeah. We need to
love it.
Get him in person.
Yeah, we're gonna get you in person on another episode, I'm sure.
Sure.
This time it's because we had to like get two people on. This was the easiest thing to do. And we were warming you up. We wanted to see if you wanted to hang somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thanks for calling, guys. I just want to shout out Sufyan, my dude. I see you. You're out there.
Do you want to drop your Instagram for people to check out?
For sure.
Check out his dope
picks. It's The New Yen, THENEWYEN. It's mostly sneaker-related photos. And if you watch my stories, it's mostly nonsense. So if you like that kind of stuff.
That's okay.
Sneakers and nonsense.
Sneakers and nonsense. That's good.
Beautiful.
Yeah, good stuff.
Albert, thank you so much, man.
All right, take care, guys.
Thank you,
bro.
Thank you.
Later.
Bye.
Awesome. That's sick.
That's cool.
Do you think that hype has kind of been watered down or been more potent these days because of the younger generation?
You know what? Let's ask Remy.
Yes.
Because this gentleman states that he has been into hype
his whole
for
life.
A very long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's get his opinion on it. Maybe he'll answer.
Yeah.
And then we'll see. So let's get this guy on the phone.
All right. We're calling him up. We're doing this live, so.
Yo, I'm not sleeping tonight, man.
No?
Yo. What he said made me think.
Yeah? He's gonna go into the room now.
Not think, like.
Reflect,
man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like all of a sudden, all of my. Anyway.
You gotta get rid of the Kith Ultra Boost now?
Dial him up.
Hello?
Hello, Remy.
Remy.
Yes.
It's Chris and Mike and Alex and Chloe.
What's up here.
Hey, guys.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I think I can hear all of you pretty fine.
Awesome. Yeah. So
can you guys hear me good?
Yes. Yeah,
amazing.
All right. Better than
coming perfect. In very clear. You're being recorded right now. We're live in the podcast. So we just spoke to Albert about hype and such. I mentioned to the guys that you are another person that would be good to speak to because you mentioned to me that you were into hype for a very long time.
Living in the hype.
So why don't you give us a small intro about who you are and maybe run us through like your hype life.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we'll concentrate on the hype part of the sneaker life because I've been into sneakers basically my whole life, but really since the OG 11s in 95. But specifically about the hype part, I remember the days of, I think I mentioned it to you, Chris, about Nike Talk.
Yes.
Don't believe the hype t-shirt. This is when it started for me, like actually being a term that people used, you know, to describe something. Not a shoe necessarily, but more of a, like an era surrounding a shoe. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like the subject of like... any shoe can be hype. It's just how people react to it and the energy it creates. You know what I mean? That is what I consider to be hype. Because, I mean, if you like a shoe, like, doesn't make you a hypebeast, no matter how hype that shoe can be. It depends how much you know about that shoe and why it's there. And, I mean, in my eyes, that's how I see it.
What do you qualify of a hypebeast?
A hypebeast to me is somebody that doesn't know. It's all about knowledge. If you don't know why you like something, there is definitely a problem. Like if you just flock to whatever is being pumped out by the sneaker blogs, then you're probably a hype beast, you know? To me. But I mean, I wouldn't consider like, I mean, if anybody knows me or my Instagram, like I love the Adidas Ultra Boost. And it's a shoe that, I mean, has been maybe made popular by Kanye West, but in my mind, it would have been a success no matter what. I mean, the technology behind it is just that good to me. So, yeah. I mean, Ultra Boost to me is the equivalent of, well, not necessarily Ultra Boost, but just the Boost technology is to Adidas what the Air Bubble was to Nike.
Yeah.
Like, we are living in that moment right now. Like, back in the days, you wouldn't call the OGs buying every Air Max a hype beast. You know, they just wanted the quality stuff that was around at the moment. And right now, the most quality stuff, to me, in my mind, is mostly Adidas and mostly will have Boost in it.
Yeah.
So that doesn't mean it's hype. It means there's hype around it because it's good. But, I mean, that doesn't make the shoe itself hype. It makes somebody that doesn't know anything about it, like, you know, Boost is not something that is just Adidas. It is like Boost is a technology that's been used by NASA, Audi, other like, you know, other big companies. And now you mean it's pretty genius. I mean, with Adidas, I mean, I think they've been working at it since 2006. So, I mean, that goes back to the whole Kanye effect thing. Like, to me, Boost would have been a success no matter what, because Adidas worked super hard on something and it just worked and it lined up with Kanye West. And for sure, it's a bump that is undeniable. However, success would still be there in my mind. I don't know what you guys think, but
I totally agree.
Yeah. Especially like, on the tech side of that.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
Sorry. I think Kanye just accelerated a process. So what would have taken years for people to catch on to, or maybe a full year, because look at how the OG Ultra Boost, like how long it took for it to start selling out.
Yeah, right?
We saw it on the shelves.
Yeah, I grabbed mine off the shelf.
Exactly. And even like after Kanye wore it, it was still sitting for a bit. It didn't catch on until like the white energy boost that he wore.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of kicked things into gear. And then it's only later when we found out that his Yeezy can have boost in it that I think that's when it just like turbo boosted it.
Yeah.
And I think another part of it is that Adidas seems to be very responsive to what people are saying. Like, just look at the outsole. I mean, runners said it lasted not as long as they thought it should. So they went to Continental, which is a tire company, and they worked together for a better outsole. So that's what I like about Adidas. You know, like, look at the Yeezys even. There's the Pirate Black 1.0, 1.5, and there's the whole Yeezy, the V2 section. So, like, Adidas listens, and they actually, like, make a better product to me, like, That's why they're king of the hill right now. I know not numbers-wise at all, because we could even speak numbers, and I know that in that respect, Nike is still very much, very much top dog. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know anybody who's in the sneaker game that has never been, like, that has never fallen for hype, you know, quote-unquote. Like,
okay.
Like, I think it's Alex that said last time, like, if you're in the sneaker game, period, you like hype stuff. Like, that is kind of a basic, like, almost an obligation, you know?
Yeah.
That has to be part of it, you know?
But is there a difference between hype and being influenced?
Well, yes, very much so. I mean, look at being influenced is like watching, like, Michael Jordan play basketball.
Yeah.
And then trying on the shoes, them being amazing, and then, like, that whole experience.
Yeah.
Well, compared to today, well, to me, I kind of have a problem with, like, the whole sneaker blogs telling people what to buy, what's going to be hype, and, you know, it cheapens a lot of the experience to me, like.
It's almost like they should figure it out for themselves kind of deal.
Well, I mean, if you don't figure it out for yourself, what are you doing? You know, like,
that's true.
Who will?
Yeah. Like, you're buying shoes. I hope to God that it's because you like them. I mean, if it's not, you really have to take a small step back and look at what you're doing, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, of course there's hype, but I think if you can justify it, then it doesn't even fall into the same category as hype to me. You know what I mean?
But what if your justification is that I saw a beautiful picture of this shoe and I like it a lot?
Well, no, not only that. The justification is also the fact that I know that I can wear an Ultra Boost for a full day and not be worried one second whether or not I'm going to be comfortable or not.
Mm-hmm.
The responsiveness, like, the technology is backed up, you know, backs up all the statements. Yeah, you can take all the beauty shots and all that, but that is purely subjective at the end of the day. You know, you have to, like, the essence of hype still needs something behind it, you know, kind of an essence of awesomeness, I guess you would say, you know, something to justify the hype. Because if there can be initial hype, but eventually, like, it dies down, you know? Nothing, like, not everything can stay hype like the Jordan 1, you know? And even that has gone through its ups and downs over the years, you know?
So I was going to speak to you about how I originally disliked Jordan 1s. and then eventually got on the Jordan 1 bandwagon, and now I'm a fan of the Jordan 1. And honestly, the shoe, at when I start wearing a new Jordan 1, it hurts my feet. Up until I break it in, and then I'm good with it. Like, my bread ones are super comfortable. I take them on trips. I have no problems with that.
Go ahead.
I was going to speak about, like, okay, well, what? How do you explain that? Like, I got influenced, like, the hype caught me and everything. But I think this is, like, the Jordan 1's a bad example because it's a standard. It's a staple, right?
Yeah.
Like,
well, not only that, I was going to say, like, you have to make compromises if you're wearing a shoe that was designed in 84, 85, you know, like, it's obviously not going to be up to par with a lot of the stuff you can get at stores today. However, the design, that is what is iconic. So over time, most shoes get more comfortable because that is, you know, it's still made nowadays, thank God, since they redid the, they started with the shattered backboard, if I'm not mistaken, the whole remastered program. Mm-hmm. So at least that's good. You know, you don't get the most comfortable shoe, but at least you get more quality. Or less quality. And then over time, you know, it gets better. Like, it's not like a super example of bad Nike quality is the Supreme SB Low, the 10-year anniversary, the red one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. That thing, the leather is like plastic. It's insane. I have the black pair and the red pair, and oh my, it's insane. The black pair retailed for, I think, $168 plus the Supreme, you know, adds a little bit because it's a collab. It's like $100, and you compare that 10 years later, they sell you something that is so not up to par. It's kind of crazy when you think about it.
I think what we have to do is find a shoe that's truly pure hype right now. So it's probably something that's new because, like, you talking.
I mean, my answer to that would be the mag, the auto lacing mag.
The shoe, not the Air Mag itself, like the
the shoe, yeah.
The lower cut one.
No, the
Hyper Adapt.
Not
the Hyper Adapt.
The actual
Air Mag.
Back to the Future.
Because, like, a lot of people can say Back to the Future, but what can they say other than that, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, they really know nothing else.
And it's such a hard shoe to pull off. To me, it's more of a cinema prop, you know, like, than an actual shoe to wear. Like, can any of you see yourselves wearing an Air Mag, like, seriously?
No.
Your honest opinion. Like, your honest opinion, guys.
No. It's a collectible. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Put it up on the shelf and stare at it.
Yeah, but to me, like, a Hypebeast is a kid that knows, yo, this costs so much on Flight Club and on Goat and blah, blah, blah. I'm going to go to SneakerCon and I'm going to wear them because
I'll be the hypest guy around.
You know what I mean? That right there is a Hypebeast. And the ultimate shoe to do that, I mean, how much... You can't stunt more than a mag, you know, I mean, money-wise.
Yeah, it's true.
To be, like, widespread, because I know, like Alex said last time, friends and family, Pharrell, NMDs will make me go, like, way crazier than any mag or any Red October. But in general, I mean, mag, and I think I just named the second one, to be honest, just like that, like, Red October.
Or any of those, like, first round of Yeezys, those Nike Yeezys.
I think.
Well, I don't know. No, go ahead.
No, go.
No, because, I mean, Nike Yeezys, even back then, there was hype, but I think it was more or less justified. It was hype, but it was Kanye West fans that were hype, not the whole internet world that was hype, you know? There's a big difference between the two.
Just ask Khloe.
Yeah. Ask Khloe.
Yeah, I had two pairs of size.
Did you line up? Did any of you guys line up off the hook when they only had three pairs?
Three pairs?
No. I was in heavy back then. Like, I wasn't.
Yeah. But, like, because only released three pairs that day, right? Wow. If I'm not mistaken.
Khloe went to a store in the States.
I had a place in Toronto, and I used to buy all my Jordans there. And the guy put aside both Yeezys, the gray ones and the tan ones, aside for me. And he thought I would automatically cop when I got there. And I told him, no, you could have them.
Whoa.
Just wow. Like that.
Yeah.
I love that story.
It was MJ. Yeah. It was all MJ.
Yeah.
Right?
But it was cool. I mean, he was super happy about it. He got the, like, he kept it for me because I was a client, but we were the same size. He was super happy. And I'm like, no, it's cool, man. I just like my Jordan stuff. And that was it.
Very cool.
And very I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it because he enjoyed them. So
awesome.
It kind of stings for me. your story stings me.
It hurts. Crazy. Hurts a little bit.
But I,
well,
think,
I mean, with the shoes Chloe has, there's nothing to be
this
guy.
Yeah.
He's got it.
Exactly.
So I think what I'm hearing from you is that the hype is all about perception.
Yes, because, I mean, like, there's even, like, the whole designer hype vibe, you know? That's a whole lane unto itself.
Yeah.
You know, like, Adidas is again, the front runner, not to be, like, a bandwagoner, because, I mean, I've been into shoes forever, but, I mean, if you look at Adidas Y3, Yoji Yamamoto, mm-hmm. Raf Simons, Alexander Wang, you know, that's Rick Owens even has, like, the Mastodon, and, the like, every once in a while, he has a crazy shoe that comes out. But, like, some people go actually, like, banana sort of shoes. They love them. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's a whole another type of hype. So, yeah, I think with the internet, we've created subgenres of everything, even hype, you know, even shoe hype.
Hmm. Hype is what you make it.
Well, and there still needs to be an essence, like a wave of energy for it to be hype, mm-hmm. you know?
Okay.
Like, because personal hype is one thing, but if we're talking about hype in general, like hype that is instantly recognizable, like let's say the any Yeezy or the Yellow Human Races, you know, that's different. Oh.
Yeah. I totally get it. I understand what you're trying to put down. I think, okay, the thing with Remy is that, Will, how many times have we spoken? Maybe less than 10? But from the way I see him handle himself in the sneaker community, and like I see him at the sneaker shows that happen in Montreal, like he gets a table every now and then, and you can tell mm-hmm. a lot from like this guy's prices are like extremely decent.
Sweet.
Like you can tell he's not trying to like take you.
Yeah.
And I'll swing by his, he's like the wrong size because he's not my size, so I'll swing by his table and I'll discuss like a couple of sneakers that he's selling, and we're like, yeah, man. I go, and from that, and then from the talks that we have, like waiting in line for signing up for Yeezy raffle or whatever, you can tell that he has his you have your own view of what hype is, because he wears dope shit.
Oh yeah.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate
he wears dope
that.
Shit. Not only just his sneakers, but his clothes.
Oh yeah,
he's and got I'm like, fit. That's dope.
Yeah.
But it and even though it's hype, it stands apart. I don't know if that.
Oh
makes
well,
sense
thank
to you
guys. Very much. I really appreciate that. But I mean, as long like I said, if you can justify and you have reason behind what you're doing, like. The perfect example for me is like Supreme, which has seen like mm-hmm. an extreme like
yes.
explosion in popularity over the past 2 years, even more than the past five. But I mean, I wouldn't consider myself a hypebeast just because I have a lot of Supreme clothing. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing. If we meet you on the street like that, we see, oh, this guy's wearing a Supreme jacket. Must be a hypebeast,
yeah.
right? But that's the perception right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, for sure.
But if you look into his history a bit, you're like, yo, this guy is not just a one and done Supreme out
t-shirt.
Talk to me.
He's living it.
I'll talk to you
he's living it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll talk to you about James Jabaya, the lawsuits, the collabs, whatever
yo,
you want to
sick.
Talk about. I'm down with it.
So, yeah.
Like, even back before he worked at Stussy and everywhere, you know, like, it's all... I don't know. Whenever I like something personally, I like to invest time and effort
yes.
into it to not be surprised by, you know, not be blindsided by any information that, you know, I've, you know, like, let's say I like a certain artist or whatever, and it turns out something about him is totally not what you think. I try not to be that person. You know, I try to be informed in whatever it is I like. Like you said, and like Supreme, like the shoes. If it happens to be popular, so be it, you know? Because, I mean, even, I'm sure Alex can relate to that with the whole Adidas wave. I mean, he's been with Adidas since day one in his sneaker life, what I've learned like and listened.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the wave now is insane. I mean, we're way past the 85 Run DMC days.
No.
There is no, like, there is no My Adidas, everyone holding the shoe up at Madison Square Garden.
No.
But there is every single GR selling out, restock selling out. You know, like, it is, it's a wave. You cannot deny it.
Yeah. I have to, before we wrap it up, I have to say that what I really appreciate about your, your Instagram feed, or just like when I talk to you, or what I've heard about you, is that you're the type of dude that makes his own opinion about stuff before proclaiming whatever about it. And whenever you say something about something, or something about a shoe or a collab or an artist or whatever, it makes sense because it resonates your own voice and not the voice of others. And that's I think something that's missing in a couple people these days. And yeah, man, so respect to you, man.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. It's very nice of you. Like, again, with the whole cost fiasco that we've seen, how many people do you think know about the Air Max 90, the current, or the Air Force One? Like, it's not his first time working with Nike, you know? Like, there is history there. I just hope that people know. That's all I hope.
Yeah.
And I think, like, finding out stuff about sneakers, like looking up history and stuff like that, for me, this is what used to make, and still does, this is what makes sneaker hunting and collecting fun. Because just like the stunt factor is so easy. And I remember I would stunt in my like ZX or AQTs before I would wear some Boost. And people were like, oh, dope shoes. And now people, like when I wear Yeezys, they're like, whoa, dope shoes. And then I, you know, like I don't react as much as when I would get complimented on like EQTs or ZX. Because I'm like, you've seen those before. Okay. And, you know, gotcha. So whatever.
I like that.
Well, yeah, there is a part of like the whole community aspect that needs to be, in my eyes, a little bit built up in Montreal. If we're being honest, you know.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe more off-air sessions.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Most definitely. Yeah. Awesome. You know, and just like simple stuff, like people being down to help out a person with a shoe. If it's a shoe that you don't particularly like, and an other person like, how about you help them out? You know, it's not that complicated in my mind. You know, but it seems to be so complicated these days. But simple stuff like that can go a long way. You never know who or what can happen.
Yeah,
you know, like simple stuff like that. Just be a nice person. Try to like don't be a dick. Is it really that hard?
Yeah.
Like, it's shoes. At the end of the day,
I guess.
Enjoy it, love it, and like you said last time, Chris. Like, positivity is way more. Like, your energy is way more invested. Better if you're doing positive stuff. You know. No time for that negative stuff.
Yeah, that's ideally, right. Ideally.
Ideally, yeah. Of course.
The struggle, right?
Everybody gets frustrated once in a while, but you got to remember, you know, take a step back. Am I really getting angry over some shoes? You know, it's always important to say that.
Well, that's the thing. I think the vibe we get off of you is that you are a positive guy too,
and it's super like, positive.
A positive resource.
He gives off good energy.
Yeah, good stuff.
Oh, I really appreciate that, guys. It's very nice of you. Well, I mean, I try to be, because if you're not being that person, you cannot complain about there not being enough people like that in the city.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Good point.
Like, if you're very not positive, then you cannot expect anybody else to be super positive towards you.
Yeah.
Like, that's not how it works.
If you don't put it out there, you're not going to get it back.
Well, yeah, and like we just said, positivity goes a long way, you know?
You're right, man.
I like it.
Yeah.
Remy, before we wrap things up, where can people find you on Instagram?
Yes, it's Remza Shudo. I can spell it out if you want. R E M. Okay, R E M Z S H O E D L E. I hope I spelled it right.
I think you got an A missing in there, but we'll tag you in one of our posts.
That would be awesome.
Yeah,
we'll let people know where to find you for sure.
Yo, Remy, thank you so much for being on the pod.
Yeah, man, we really appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much for inviting me, like for having this conversation. It's really awesome. Like I think I said to most of you guys in person or by DM, I really appreciate what you guys are doing. It not only is it a positive thing, but it's, you know, it's what this not only the city but the whole community needs. So just keep on doing an awesome job, guys.
Thanks, thank you brother. So much,
means
man.
A lot.
We gotta have a drink soon.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Fast.
Cannot
and
wait to see Drunk Chloe.
Yo, Drunk Chloe is legend now. Yeah. Remember
there
that.
There are stories in the streets. You know?
They know about Drunk Chloe.
Dope.
All right,
awesome.
Amy.
All right, thanks, Remy.
Awesome, thank you. Guys. Have a great one.
Take care.
Have a good night, man.
Thank you for everything.
Later.
Bye.
Yo, that was awesome.
I
cool,
love this
cool,
guy.
Cool.
Very, very cool.
Yeah, Remy's a dope guy.
Yeah.
Yo.
Wow. So like the two
weren't very opposing views.
No. But they were two different
they were coming at it from different angles.
Yeah. Wow.
But I can't disagree or agree with either of them. Like I didn't that's the thing. That's the weird thing. I agreed with both of them.
Yeah.
I just still believe in what we said. I think it was just a meld of all these
angles. So
I think it's
all made sense.
Yeah. And that's the part. I think the main focus is don't be a dick.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, if you ask yourself why you're doing it,
and be different too.
Yeah. Yes. But yes.
Chloe with the words.
Even though, yeah, like, it's true.
Like,
yeah.
Even though we're all gunning for the same shoe.
You can wait. You can wear it differently.
Well, that's the beauty of it, right? Like, yeah. I think we will get, like, cool stuff, but it doesn't end there. Like, once you get it, it doesn't end there. Yeah. Then you have to figure out a way to show it to people, showcase it to people differently.
Yeah. So, my two takeaways are from the Albert side is, just be original and find. So being original has its own definition on its own,
mm-hmm.
but define what being original is and be original and be knowledgeable
from Remy
about what you like and give yourself the pleasure to make your own opinion about something and don't just jump on the bandwagon and I like that. It's like cool information. It's like cool perspectives and visions. I needed to hear. Yeah.
Like, and deep down, we might have known some of the stuff they were saying.
Yeah, of course.
But for them to actually voice it, they're like, you're right.
You know, like they when you get, you start a new job and then you have to go through some trainings. And then sometimes you listen about some stuff that you already know.
Yeah.
But then you're like, it's good to hear it again.
Yeah.
That was that type of information. Like, as soon as Albert mentioned like the original factor, like being fresh, all of a sudden, like all of my shoes were like rolling in my head, and I was like, "Yo, all those track tops and bing, bing, bing," and I was like, "Wow,
I failed you."
Yeah. and the knowledgeable part, like. You know, like I've mentioned those Spezial shoes a couple episodes ago. Yesterday, after I taught my classes, whatever, I sat down in front of my TV and I watched a 45-minute documentary on Gary Aspin and about his life. And he explains like how he grew up in the UK, being influenced by soccer and like music, and how like people would dress up and blah blah blah, and 45 minutes of legit just him talking.
Sick.
And this morning I came in I got in the store, and the first thing I saw front table was the Spezial collection, and all of a sudden like all of the essence and the energy from the product and the design just like splashed all over me, and I was like, whoa.
Okay. Yeah,
like, no, but like, no, but just to give you guys an image.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, we have the image. I
was like, we have the visual of that now. Yo, but it was crazy. So like, and it never stops to amaze me that there's so much like detail and precision and history and design behind some products. And it's, I don't know. I think it's cool to hear that like someone's super, he's more than knowledgeable. He's like fucking, he's an historian guy. Like
he's passionate. Yeah.
He's passionate. And it's cool because I haven't met someone like that in a while. Like I feel like I hear a lot of the, are you copying the next Yeezys? Do you like the new Ultra Boost? Mm. And it's like people, they ask you for stuff. They ask you if you like things. They ask you if you cop or not.
Okay.
They ask you if it's...
Help themselves formulate an opinion by getting your opinion.
Right. Mm. Instead of like something we mentioned with Cherry the last episode, was like you'd get in a shoe store, you'd look at a shoe, you'd make your own opinion, you cop or you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And the rest doesn't matter. Voila. Yeah. Sorry. That was mine.
I get it.
Very good.
I need a sip. Yeah,
it was good stuff. Good stuff from these two guys.
Really good stuff.
Maybe we need to get someone that gives us a true opposing view, because their views were not ours, but they
not against. Weren't.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, thank you so much, both of you guys, for Albert, reaching out to Remy, Chris,
Albert, and Remy. Yeah,
to share your voices with ours.
Very cool. Yeah. Cool. And if anyone else has opinions, let us know. Send us a DM on Instagram.
Yeah, we've gotten some messages.
Some messages, comments, good comments.
Yeah.
Loving that. Loving that
connection. If I can ask those that do wish to hit us up, if you want to speak about one specific subject, to mention what that subject is, it gives us a better idea of like what we might be getting into.
Yeah, and why.
Yes.
Like why we could integrate you to the conversation. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Because it just helps us build an opinion, like formulate our opinion, and then see if it has any merit to put on the podcast, if it's interesting to the people or not. Anyways,
yeah
very cool, very cool.
So remember you had mentioned you gave away some shoes during your small part. So I want your opinions, and I want the listeners' opinions on this next subject.
This
where
is good.
I bought a pair of Jordans a long time ago. I bought them relatively inexpensive. They were a good price to me, but it was an old pair. Jordan 16s.
Okay.
I got them for like $100, $125. Super cheap, you know. But they were yellowing the outsole and everything. And
a little rough.
They looked oldish. So, but me, I just wanted to wear them. So for $125.
It's a dope shoe.
Let's do it. So I bought them. I wore them a couple of times, but before wearing them, I realized why they were $125. The outsole was cracked.
Oh,
right. So it's not like full crack all across. It's just like near the ball of the foot.
Okay,
there was a crack. So I'm like, that's why they were so cheap. So the seller probably knew that's why they sold it that cheap. But he didn't mention to me that they were cracked. So I was kind of like, what the heck is that all about? But deal is done, whatever. I can still wear them because let me just glue it up a bit. And the way I wear the sneakers is not, I'm not like running 10K.
Yeah.
No. So I stunted in them. They had the shrouds on. I got a couple of good wears with them. Very happy. And then I realized at a certain point that recently, maybe a couple of months ago, I'm not going to wear this shoe again. Not because it's cracked, but just because I wasn't wearing Jordans as much anymore. And I don't know. For me, it was time to move on. One of the shrouds had broken, so I only had one shroud left. Soles cracked. I'm like, you know what? I can't sell these. I can't. A lot of the shoes I donate if I don't wear them anymore, but I can't donate these and hope that someone can wear them because they're like, kind of trashed.
You can't know, really.
It's kind of sucky for me to give that to her. So I posted it on the groups and I said, along with all these other shoes that I'm selling, all the other shoes had prices, but the Jordan 16s I said free. And then I posted it, and then people started hanging me up. What do you mean free? Do I have to buy a pair before I get it free? I go, no, it's free. Just meet me. If you want them, just come meet me at my convenience, and you can have them. It's like, oh, one guy said, oh, that's cool, that's dope. He goes, where do I meet you? And I was like, well, it's written on the post, like at this location. Anyways, the read guy the shows fine up. Print, people. Eventually, he's like, yo, this is so cool. I had two or three pairs of shoes that I was ready to give away. He goes, oh, is the other pair free too? I go, yeah, it's free. And he goes, oh, I'll take those two. My brother likes SBs. I'm like, oh, sure. I don't care if he does or not, but take them. So I'm like, I'm assuming this guy's going to wear them. So boom. Gave them away. He's super happy, super like thankful and everything. I go, cool. That I'm glad I hopefully made someone happy. Now that was last year, maybe fall.
Okay.
Now we're spring of 2017, so yeah. Maybe 6-7 months later. I'm in the Facebook groups and I see Jordan 16s. I go, oh, those are pretty cool. I go, yo, that's my size. And I go, hey, is this the guy I gave the pair away to? So I go into my messenger and I go, this is the guy that I gave the shoes away to. And he's selling them $35.
Oh my
so
God.
It's cheap, super cheap. $35 is a very low price. But his picture, his sale picture, is the one shoe that still has the shroud. So I assume that people message him, I'll take them. And then he tells them that one shroud's broken and that the shoe's cracked. That's why it's $35, you know? So part of me is like, okay, I go, yo, why are you trying to make money off a shoe that I gave for free, you know? That's kind of a dick move. The other part of me is like, well, it's only $35, you know? He's owned them for 7 months. He can do whatever he wants with them, you know? So I want to know, one, what are your opinions about this maneuver by this person? Two, whether I should say anything to this person.
Well, you did, didn't you?
Well, yeah, but I want to know if you would have said something. What was your opinion? Would you have said something or would you have?
I would have messaged a guy personally before. Like, I would have messaged a guy. Just be like, hey.
What would have been the nature of your message?
Yeah, well, we've been like, hey, notice you're trying to make $35 off a shoe that I gave you.
Yeah.
Is everything okay? Like,
well,
you need to pay for your bus pass or some shit.
Like, yeah. But what if?
I don't know. Like, I would have tried to see, like, why did a guy. No, I would have tried to find out why the guy said that he wanted the shoe from the get go. Like, why? Like, how did he feel like when he saw that you were giving away the shoe? Was it a shoe that was special for him, or he just
saw a free jumped shoe, yeah,
he just jumped on the gun because like it was free?
Okay,
so was he actually interested into the Jordan 16? Or he was just like, oh shit, a free shoe, let me get it. So I would have just tried to be like, hey, remember, like I gave you the shoe, why did you want it in the first hand? Maybe that's an approach that I would have
take.
I don't know.
Okay,
Cloud, go.
If he was trying to make a buck, he would have posted it a long time ago, right?
Good point.
So yes. I think with time, it probably changed. Maybe he forgot that he got it for free. Maybe he needs the money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he's gotta eat, right? So he could do whatever he wants with his shoes.
They're okay. His now.
Yeah.
And
so that's the other thing.
Styles change too. I mean, we've all bought shoes 7 months ago, and then after we're like, meh, right? Not really, but maybe. But
yeah, okay.
So, yeah, and it'll come around. Well, like I said, if he really needs the dollars, he needs the dollars.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right.
Would you buy them back?
No.
No.
That was not my... It was never my point of noticing that they're on sale again. Like, and it wasn't... my thing is... kind of don't want to have a conversation with the guy either. Like, I don't care why he wanted them back then. I can gesture that it's free. And I kind of like the shoe. It's free. So yeah. Why not, you know?
I think he probably wore them.
He probably wore them.
Probably.
Yeah.
So I'm split because part of me is like, well, it's kind of wrong. It's like poor etiquette to sell something out that you got
for free.
Like yeah. the vibe of the giving it away is kind of washed out because you sold them now. But on the other side, I'm like, I don't really care actually.
Yeah.
Like what he does. It's just, I just happen to notice it.
Yeah.
And it is only $35.
Yeah.
I think it's more of a principle thing. Like if I would have saw it, you know, I would have just commented being like, hey, aren't those the shoes I gave you for free? ?
And well, then, I know they're the ones.
Yes, you know that. But you make him feel like, oh, crap, I kind of screwed up. Don't say anything else, though.
No, that's
because like, maybe he should think to himself, hey, I got these for free. Maybe I should give them away for free to someone else.
I don't know if I want to be that invested in the follow-up.
Like, I've already spent too much time on this.
Spot with this whole thing, but it just caught my eye. And I was like, oh, I'm split. I really don't know what to do. So I'm with Chloe. I'm with you. I don't know what to do. Like I posted a comment and I kind of don't want to even follow up with it.
Gotcha.
But
did he reply?
I don't know.
I think it's just dead. Like
yeah, it's finished. It's like I don't care if he replies or not. But it's.
Did he like your comment?
No. The thing is,
he made him angry.
What's the difference if, let's say, I sold a shoe for $100 and he turns around 7 months, sells it for $135? I should have no problem with that, yep. Right?
No problem. Same thing.
So if I had sold it, is the fact that I gave it for free, that's my issue. But what if I sold it for $1 and he sells it for $36?
Or $35. You know,
where's my cutoff? Where's my involvement threshold?
Yeah.
Nah. I just thought it was something that we could talk about.
Yeah, that's
good. I still don't know where. Like tomorrow, I might react differently.
Wake up. I'm going to show that line, guy.
I don't care. You know, like so. Whatever.
That's awesome.
Something. Something. Something.
God, yeah. I love those Facebook groups. Don't you guys?
It's cool.
They're so good.
It's cool. They're very entertaining. Actually,
I have a hard time deciding on what to comment on and what not to comment on.
Yeah,
that's because like, should I get involved or no? And it's like,
just leave it.
Yeah, so you should just pull out the popcorn. That's it.
All right.
You know, I don't know.
All right. I like that. All right. Well, before we,
you want to close out? I have a little something that I would like to do if we can. We got the time.
Yeah, I also have a little something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, go. Or you want me to go first?
No, you can go first.
Okay. So we've just passed the end of March. Technically, the first quarter of the year has ended.
Okay.
At my work, we do like quarterly reviews. I was thinking we should do a little quarterly review of your sneaker journey for 2017. Come on, Nick. I don't know if you know. It's like very short, precise questions. You guys want to
play the game?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
New game.
First quarter of 2017, what was your best pickup?
9317 Mountaineering.
White Mountaineering.
Wait.
Mine would be the White Mountaineering EQT Support.
Okay.
Gang.
Twinsies.
I never say that.
Did you pick anything up first quarter?
Did I get anything?
I don't know, man.
Did you?
You got some Vans. Machetta.
Yeah, I didn't even wear them yet. Jesus.
9217.
Hi, we're looking for Chloe.
No, was it?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Shit. Yeah, man.
You I got would say that is the pair.
9217.
That is the pair. You know what? I got to break them out this week.
I'm going to break them out this week.
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the three picks I got this first quarter.
Okay. Hey, I've been pretty weak.
That's reasonable.
That's pretty good stuff.
That's cool.
Chris, what about you?
My best pickup, I think, is my Carhu.
My Carhu
Fusions.
You're too close.
I'm like extremely happy with them.
I followed the account.
Yeah.
They have some fire colorways of this thing.
There's a Foot Patrol collabo.
Ooh.
Only down.
Okay.
Next.
Worst pickup.
Schnitz.
Whoa.
Worst pickup.
Worst release or worst
pickup? No, worst pickup.
Okay.
Damn. This is probably the first quarter of my life I haven't picked up any.
You've been hitting some some monsters, some targets. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm good.
I think I'm actually okay. I think we all kind of slowed ourselves down a bit.
It was where great.
Everything
man.
Has been like calculated.
Yeah.
We're not just I've been pretty good. Buy. I've been pretty good.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a good answer. Wow. That's a really good answer, guys. That's everyone, pat on the back.
Kind
Come
of
on.
Boring, but okay.
Kind of boring.
Biggest regret.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Falling asleep before the naked Kith Naked. Yeah, that sucks.
Okay, so the Kith Naked is your biggest regret.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Kith Naked has to be.
Really?
Okay. But it's still attainable somehow.
For different reasons.
It's still attainable, but I would have loved to like pull the trigger right away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Biggest regret.
Aspen was last year or this year?
Last year.
Last year.
Last year.
Okay. It's probably the Atmos.
Atmos? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Atmos?
Yeah.
Good answer.
I didn't try. I should have tried.
Yes.
I should have tried.
tried harder.
Yes. Tried. Yeah. I didn't even try at all. At all. But it's okay.
I hear you. I hear you.
There'll be other shoes.
Yeah.
I like
that. Now you make me wonder.
Is there something I really regret?
I'm trying to think what came out that...
I regret not trying harder for another pair of Royals.
Okay.
It's not too late.
Sounds stupid, but like, I mean.
Wasn't it April 1st?
Yeah, yeah. So it's past.
Yeah.
So it's Q2.
Okay.
Yeah. No. It's Q2, bro. It's I work. Retail Q2 starts right, Saturday, right. Man.
Then I can't think of anything else.
I would have entertained the social status sneakers and stuff. Ultra Boost.
Ultra Boost, yeah.
I would have played with that.
It's very nice.
Yeah. Meh.
No.
Nothing else I can think about.
Big regret.
Ha. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, we should do this every quarter.
Yep. Yeah, we'll do it every quarter. I have some like one last thing. I don't know if two shoes that were heavy in your rotation. First 3 months.
Flyknit racers, Maltese.
Sorry. Forget the heavy part. Not the one that you wore the most, but which one was your favorite to wear during those 3 months? Because I think we spoke about what we wear a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So what was your favorite wear during the last 3 months? Two. It could be Maltese if that is part of it.
Probably my Jordan 1 Midnights.
Nice.
Those are metallic. Really metallic. Yeah, the metallic one?
Yeah. I destroyed them in my first wear.
Jeez.
And
that a boy.
What's the other pair? Yeah, it's probably my Flyknits.
Multi-Flyknits?
Okay. Yeah, my multi-Flyknits.
Multi-Flyknit racers.
Yeah.
Okay.
The multi-Flyknit racer that we missed out on, we both missed out on, is coming out.
It's coming back.
Yeah. April 7th.
Yep. And I have to try.
Okay, good.
I definitely have
no
to try.
Regrets.
Auto cop.
I would actually get two pairs.
Ooh.
Well, yeah. You scored like three of the last ones. So.
Yeah, so I think you got rid of one chance.
I got rid of one. I have two. I still have one dead stock, but I love the Maltese, man.
Yeah. Maltese are
good. They're just...
That's you.
Yeah.
It's clone and a shoe.
Yeah,
multicolored.
Them. Rotation.
My I can't pick two, but the only one that came to my... No, I can pick two. I can pick three. They're boots because we have had not too good of a weather.
And not heavy rotation.
No.
Favorite.
Favorite? Oh, yeah. Okay, favorite was my Pro Model Gore-Tex boot.
Okay.
This one was like heavy in rotation. And actually the Bred Yeezys. They were worn as beaters to work type of deal. Like...
But that's your favorite wears?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the rotation, they were like my favorite, I would say.
Gotcha.
Because like other than that, like if we speak rotation wise, I think I wore so many different things.
Yeah, yeah. Which shoe did you enjoy wearing the most?
It's probably the Bred.
Okay.
The Bred cool. Yeezys. Yeah, you got so much wear.
I'm going to go with my Yeezy V2s, the black with the watermelon stripe.
Yeah.
And second pair, my Jordan 1s, my black and white ones.
Okay, the ones you're wearing today?
Yep. Yep.
Did you wear them in the first 3 months?
Yep.
Okay.
I did.
Yeah.
I wear them all the time. I love them.
I liked wearing my Jordan Indiglo.
Yeah.
I had a lot of joy wearing them. Like several days straight, I pulled that move. And an original me, the Carhu. I loved wearing them.
Yeah.
Kind of messed up a pair, but that's okay.
Have another one.
That's okay.
What?
Just gonna nah.
I don't do that.
Yes. I don't do that. Anyways. That's awesome.
Mike, you had something we could
I do have a little something to say. As we discussed at the beginning of the podcast, it is Chris's birthday, and I think that Chris, you've been a big influence for all of us. You've been a great friend to us, and we appreciate you being around. We love being in your circle, our own little bubble, we've called it.
Yeah,
it's nice to have our own little bubble, and I think I could say for all of us that it'd be hard to do this without you, my friend. Yeah.
Always good advice. Always great advice. Always like he's like the sage of us. Like
he's our guru.
He's the guru. But not the guru like you have to follow Chris Chu, but yeah. Like sometimes
but follow
I
me.
Feel yeah. Sometimes like I feel like you. I wanna be like Chris Chu. Like sometimes some days I say, how would Chris handle this situation?
That, exactly. Well, that happens. It's like, what would Chris do? How would Chris think about this situation?
Well, my middle name is Pablo. That's why.
Oh, that's it.
That's it is it. Not, but okay.
Chloe, I'm sure you could say a few words. you could have just went a few words.
A few words.
There you go. There you go. But we're not the only people that want to say thank you. We have some other people that would like to say thank you also. So I think we're going to play that.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Right about now. Some people wanted to say hi. Some family. They're not here in town. Maybe they are. But who knows? Here they are.
Hey, Chris. It's Tim. Just want to wish you a happy birthday. I want to say thank you for teaching me how to take dope shots. Really helped me out, man. Thanks again and happy birthday.
Hey Chris, it's Tina. Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday, filled with lots of love, health, and happiness, and obviously, lots of sneakers. Hope all your dreams come true, and I hope you have an amazing day. Have a great one.
Hey, Mr. Christopher Chu, aka Freaky First Step. J'espère que tout va bien pour toi. C'est Cédric, aka Sid. Donc, je te laisse un petit message pour te souhaiter un joyeux anniversaire. Donc, j'espère que tu vas apprécier ta journée. Don't keep up, man, with all the good work that you're doing with the Sneaker Podcast and the Bred Affair, man. You're one of the best sneaker OG person in Montreal. Peace.
Joe Dooney here, 1/4 of Team Canada Got Soul. Just wanted to wish Mr. Bred Affair, Chris Chu, a happy birthday, man. Enjoy, man. More life, more life, more life. Mr. Montreal, peace.
What's going on, Chris? This is Thomas, formerly known as Heat Ledger. I want to wish you a very happy birthday today. I've known you for several years. You've been a great friend of mine, and I really appreciate our friendship together. So I hope you have a great day. All right? Peace.
Hi Chris, it's Mickey from Converse. Just wanted to send you the biggest and best happy birthday wishes to a guy who always makes press trips and press events that much more fun. You're super funny, super sweet, and just a great sneakerhead guy that I like to call a friend. Happy birthday.
Yo Chris, it's Christian here from Sneaker Talk, and I just wanted to wish you a huge happy birthday, man. You are like an uncle to me, honestly. You are like the sneaker uncle that uncle everybody Chris. Needs in their lives. I'm so glad I met you. Happy birthday, brother.
Hey Chris, it's Kimbro. Just wanted to say happy birthday. Thank you for being you. Since I first reached out to you like 2.5 years ago to join the Bragg family, You've been nothing but supportive of me, and you've helped me grow tremendously as a person. Hope you have an amazing day. And in the words of this wise father I know with a ponytail, one team, one dream. Much love, bro.
Happy birthday, Chris. I'm wishing you a very, very good birthday this year. I still remember when we first met during the Galaxy Phone Posit release. You must have walked back in and out of the store like 10 times. And I was like, what is this guy doing? He's just like leaving. And then 10 minutes later, you'd be back like, oh, do you have another size? Do you have another size? So that was really funny. And we've been really good friends ever since that. You know, you're like a very big older brother to me. It's crazy how years ago you're like, I'm gonna start this blog, and you know, it's really become something really big for Canada now. And I think it's really cool that it was just so organic, and you were just a guy who loves sneakers and just wanted an outlet to be able to talk about it. And now you've gotten so many people across Canada involved, and it's really become something. So really proud of you for that, and let's see what else you're gonna come up with this year. Bye.
Hey Chris, Joe here. Just wanted to reach out, say happy birthday. You had such an amazing year this year. I hope that you keep it going. I know that you will. All the great adventures that you had this year will, I'm sure, carry over. I'm very proud of you. So yeah, happy birthday, man. Have a great day. Say hi to the family. Take care.
Yo, 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 it's the Kid Calby. Just hollering at that homie, Montreal's finest, the beast from the east, formerly known as Freaky First Step, the boss man, Mr. Chew the Shoe Guru. I just wanted to say what's up on the anniversary of your date of birth, brother. Have a good one, man. One.
Happy, happy birthday, Chris. I hope you're surprised. Well, when your friends asked me to record a birthday message, I got super nervous for some reason. Plus, they told me to make you cry, which was super hilarious. Which is probably not going to happen, but I guess what I want to say is, I may not understand everything in your sneaker world, but I do support it. You made some really, really good friends, who I absolutely love. I guess I just want you to know that I'm a lucky girl to have you as a best friend, and the kids are very fortunate to have you as their dad. Please don't ever change. We love you. I hope you have a happy birthday, and enjoy your day. Love you.
Happy birthday to you, Daddy. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy soyo. Happy, happy birthday. What? I love you so much.
I love you so much.
Anyways, that's a message from all the people that love you, man.
Yo.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, man. You have a lot of fans. A lot
good,
of loved ones.
Good that we got this on camera too, like video camera.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. Good shit.
Okay. So before we wrap things up, where can people find us all on Instagram? Chloe, where can people find you?
At Chlorel.
Alex, where can people find you?
At Suji Cyphersons.
Christopher Chu, the birthday boy, where can people find you?
You can find me in your world, guys. One love to everyone. Let's love her.
Awesome. Yeah. You can find me on Instagram at On Air with Mike D. Catch us back here next week with another episode of the Sneaker Podcast. Until then, have a great day. Have a great night. Keep them laced. Later.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace.